afternoon, everyone. We'll be beginning in about 10 seconds. 5. 2. Welcome to the next to last session of the day. My name is Walter Hampshire. I'm on the executive committee of XBRL International and a bunch of other committees, and I do stuff. And one of the things that I want to call your attention to is I'm the chair of the developer track. I was quite disappointed that in an otherwise perfect conference, there is a typographical error in the schedule here. If you're looking for the developer track tomorrow, what you want to do is look for the taxonomy track and then kind of skim down to about halfway through where they accidentally have mixed the taxonomy development and developer track sessions. So if you're looking for them, they are there. They just happen not to have a heading. I'd like you to pay close attention to this next presentation, which, as you can see, is about preparing XBRL financial statements without error and without knowledge of XBRL. And there's several reasons for that. One of them is because this is exposure of a taxonomy project which much of our XBRL international community is not yet fully aware of, and that is the EDINET, the Japan Financial Services Authority taxonomy project, which is a very comprehensive multi-industry financial statement taxonomy project with really unprecedented collaboration among all the members of XBRL Japan, and in particular not only software vendors but also financial printers such as Takara Printing. Takara Printing, if you're not familiar with it, has about half of the market for financial printing and financial disclosure electronic documents, and as Shiozaki-san is going to explain, a critical requirement for them was to have a very, very simple application which would allow people to produce XBRL without ever being aware that they are. What struck me about this presentation when I saw the submission was the amazing degree to which they had succeeded in doing that in spite of the complexity of Japanese financial reporting and the complexity of the taxonomy. I was very impressed with this presentation, and I hope you will be too. So, Shiozaki-san from Takara Printing, thank you very much.
Thank you. Grüß Gott, guten Abend, good evening. This is my great honor to speak in such a wonderful chance. I really feel so. Because, to say the truth, this is my first experience to speak in English, and my second experience to go abroad. First time is, I went to Philadelphia December last year. Not the honeymoon, nor a Christmas vacation, but to attend the 14th XBR International Conference, okay? Anyway, I'll show you the application, which has a unique concept. If you use this application, you can make an XBRL financial statement without error and without knowledge of XBRL. Takara Printing is, as Walter said, financial printer, and which owns about 50% of financial reporting market in Japan. And I myself, am a chief of development section of Takara Printing. Current state of Japan filings. There are about 5,000 companies filing periodic reports to EDINET. EDINET is, you call EDGAR in America. You see, EDGER. So you may think EDINET is Japanese EDGAR, okay? Annual report is now filed to EDINET by HTML. There are less than 100 companies who have submitted a XBRL annual report for the pilot program. But all companies are required to file periodic reports to EDINET by XBRL next year, 2008. Concept of this application. There is no time for accounting section's employee to learn about what is the XBRL. But they only know the detail of their company's accounting headings. even though we Takara Printing are supporting company for EdNet submitting. We don't know the detail of each company's accounting headings because we can't see the original journal file of each company. It means they must make a XBRA report without knowledge of XBRA. Therefore, a user-friendly application which can handle a person who doesn't know XBRA, like me, is necessary. And this is the image of application. I'm awfully sorry that I can't show you live demonstration today. Notes, these slides are just the image. Application is now developing and customizing, so it can be changed. And we are about to patent the application. You can see there are three areas. Bubble 1 is import area from manuscript made by an Excel. And bubble 2 is display area of searched result from EdNet taxonomy. Bubble 3 is display area of EdNet taxonomy's hierarchy itself. I'm afraid of that, almost because of my poor English. You cannot distinguish the difference between bubble 2's role and bubble 3's. I'll explain it the following slide. This slide is detail of import area. Left side of this slide is manuscript image of balance sheet made by an Excel. And right side is imported image of this application. You may easily find that accounting headings and numeric values is not changed. For example, cash and deposit 2672825, manuscript and application both same. Okay. And this is a step-by-step search working flow of how to make XBRL data and the detail of search and result display area. Bubble 1, you point a one line for example. There, can you see that? Oh, it doesn't work. Bubble 1, you point a one headline. And accounting headings of you pointed is automatically copied to search string area, bubble 2. And bubble 3, you push search button. And bubble 4, results are displayed and you click adequate taxonomy. In this case, you may click SGAs 1. SGA means selling, general, and administrative expenses. And EL means extraordinary loss. And bubble 5. When you click the adequate taxonomy, this application automatically searches from EdNet taxonomy's hierarchy too. Of course, these highlighted two taxonomies are same one. And bubble 6, you adapt highlighted taxonomy to your accounting headings. In this case, you may find adequate taxonomy more easily from bubble 4 than find from bubble 5, because bubble 4 has only two results. You see? On the other hand, bubble 5 is huge tree. Japanese income statement has plenty variation of accounting headings by each company. So, EdNet prepare several taxonomies for income statements. Therefore, taxonomy hierarchy cannot do its best for searching adequate taxonomy. This slide is image of searching from hierarchy. Left side of this slide is a part of balances, a part of fixed assets, and right side is a part of AgeNet hierarchy, a part of fixed assets too. In this case, you may find aggregate taxonomy more easily from AgeNet hierarchy than find from previous step-by-step search, because in this case, you can see two hierarchies are almost same without searching by character string. Can you see that? Fixed assets, property, plant and equipment, buildings and structures, all same structure. Japanese balance sheet doesn't have a variation of accounting headings by each company. And AgeNet does not have to prepare a lot of taxonomies for a balance sheet. Okay, could I make you understand why this application prepare two ways of searching taxonomy? Next slide, I'll explain how to extend taxonomy. This slide is pop-up image of how to extend taxonomy. When you can't find adequate taxonomy from AgeNet, you can extend your company's own taxonomy. You can see that XBRL term is avoided as much as possible. For example, we don't use abstract, true or false. It's very hard to understand. Instead of using it, we ask to user, does your extended accounting headings have value? And user answered the question, yes or no. Then, this application automatically transfer it to XBRL term. Please watch out plus minus reverse checkbox under the slide. What is this checkbox? When you check it, this slide is the answer why we prepare a plus minus reverse checkbox. In Japanese accounting rule, accumulated depreciation can be shown both by plus and minus. But AgeNet taxonomy is prepared on the assumption of being shown by minus. What should we do if user made the accumulated depreciation by plus sign, like left side? Input the minus sign to Excel manuscript and reload to application? No. Input minus sign directly into this application? Of course not. The answer is, you know, check the plus minus reverse checkbox. Then, this application automatically reverses the sign of check accounting headings, like right side. Okay? And this is the presentation link edit image. The only thing you should do is to choose the preferred label as you like. You can see that AgeNet prepare 9 kinds of preferred label. Okay? You don't have to edit the presentation order and hierarchy. You may already know the reason why you don't have to edit it. Why you don't have to edit the presentation order and hierarchy? You see? Because manuscript. Manuscript itself has the presentation order and hierarchy. We imported from manuscript not only character strings and numeric value, but also presentation order and hierarchy. So we don't have to edit it. And this is a calculation link edit image. No need to edit the order and hierarchy. The only thing you should do is to select a plus or minus sign of accounting headings you extended. The green cells, can you see that? Green cell means extended accounting line. Almost of case, you may get the same result, including almost same result, both instance column and calculated column. Can you see that? Instance column is middle of column, and calculated is right side. It's almost same result. And this is the definition link edit image. Should I say repeatedly, no need to edit to order and hierarchy again? Maybe not. EdNet prepares six kinds of relationship for definition link. And general special relationship is set to default. Only you should do is to choose the relationship for extended taxonomy. Okay, it's very easy. And here you are. You get the XBRL data with this workflow. You made presentation link, calculation link, definition link, and label link in taxonomy extended workflow, schema file in search and adapting EdNet taxonomy workflow. You made instance document file in instance document. Did you made instance document file in this workflow? Maybe your answer is not. Where does this file come from? Who made it? Like a Grimm's fairy tale, the work or elf or something made for us? Of course not. Oh, this is rough point. And the answer is, of course, you. You made that instance document file without aware of it. When and how? Don't you think manuscript is the instance document itself? Because it has numeric value, context information, and so on. When you have finished to make schema file, it created automatically. This application doesn't prepare instance document edit function, because only the Excel manuscript is nothing but the instance document file. So, once you imported the manuscript, you cannot edit numeric information anymore. And this slide is confirmation image of exported to Excel. Just like yellow second row line, can you see that? Salaries, comma, allowance, change into salaries and allowance. You see? For example, within a few hours, not few days, not few week, just few hours, accounting section's employee could make XBRL annual report. Another XBRL application, it took about 30 hours to make the same report. What they need to know is to only how to use this application, not what is XBRL. How could we do that? Because we are supporting company, especially for periodic report submitting. So we know that what accounting section's employee can do and what they can't. And also what they want to do, but what they don't want to do. Oh, I don't have any time. And future, I have a conviction, a very firm conviction of that. A mistyped periodic report will disappear from the accounting world someday with the benefit of XBRL and this application. When is the someday? I don't know. But it will coming from Japan. Next year, this application will be used by a lot of people in Japan. I wish if I could tell you a good news about Japanese XBRL at 16th or 17th international conference. Okay, that's for all my speech. Thank you for listening. Dankeschön.